This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Still chasing you.
Welcome to the show.
Welcome back to the show.
Is this Halloween weekend?
Tomorrow is Halloween.
Tomorrow is Halloween.
Is it Halloween?
Is it Halloween already?
It is Halloween.
It's Halloween. Just say it's Halloween.
It's Halloween.
Halloween is fun.
Halloween is Christmas for jerks.
No way. Halloween is the best.
Halloween is the best holiday of the year.
Everybody knows Halloween is just a free pass for teenage girls to dress like...
Trick or treat!
It's showtime.
almost here. First of all, is the costumes done... Are the costumes ready yet, Annie?
You're going to be very disappointed to hear that their husband totally was not dressing up.
Well, I will.
Oh, and
have
he's
to
listening
say,
right now. So go ahead and jump down his throat, Chase. Please, for the love of God, he needs to know it. I'm heartbroken. He doesn't want to dress up for Halloween.
Danny, come on! If the wife wants it, you have to do it.
That's what I told him.
I think he's one of these guys. Just Halloween's. Like Christmas for jerks. I don't want to do it. I'm not dressing up. Stupid.
But isn't it fun to just be somebody else for a day?
Right.
Who are you going to ask, Chase? Gandalf or Bilbo?
Gandalf going after the one ring in the TARDIS on going 88 miles an hour in the DeLorean.
Perfect. All right, 6:05. A little chilly this morning. Sun's come back today. 61.
I ain't rich, but I damn sure want to be.
New Country, 93.1, The Wolf, 6:12. There are people who are so brave in this world, so bold, so fearless that they will go out at night and stay out late on a weeknight. And when I say late, I mean they stay out until early in the morning. Ooh. The wee hours.
Who could that be?
Annie last night as a birthday gift, sort of, to her brother, decided she would go. To the Panthers game last night.
Uh-huh.
And you arrived home at what time?
2:15.
2:15 a.m.
Wow.
Yeah, my brother likes to stay till the very end.
The bitter end.
Oh, and then you got all that traffic.
Luckily, there was no traffic. Let me tell you guys, it was an experience to be at a NFL game during COVID.
What's it like in that big stadium? Is it eerily weird?
Yes, and it's just weird walking down the street, not having a crowd of people walking with you. You know, it was like almost dead. And then on the inside, I mean, we were in nosebleeds, but you look across the other side of the stadium, and there was nobody. They don't have anybody in the top. I mean, it's just so empty. It's crazy.
And you guys didn't move down after everything settled in?
Nah, they were super strict on keeping your mask on and making sure you're the right seat. So we were like, we'll just stay here. We had a good view.
Okay, all right. And the outcome of the game was?
We lost.
Mm-hmm. Wah, wah, wah.
It was a good game, though, you know? So it was a well-fought game, but we lost.
All right, well, you better rest up. Tomorrow's Halloween. You have festivities to deal with. You have children to give candy to. You have things to do. Tomorrow is Halloween. Whatever you're going to do, stay safe. Most neighborhoods are trick-or-treating. And please, people, drive like you've got a brain. Slow down, especially tomorrow afternoon when they start to get out. Just slow down. Take it easy. Watch out for those little ones.
93.1 The Wolf.
Right now at Subway restaurants, try a $5.49 daily.
You Country, 93.1 The Wolf, 624. Odds and ends time. Good morning to you. Day before Halloween. Still a little breezy. Look at that wind yesterday, man. Gee whiz. Tearing it up. Limbs just blowing across the road. All the leaves that were out there, man, it took a lot of them down yesterday.
Yep.
Yeah.
Left a lot of green up still, but all those colored leaves disappeared yesterday with all that storm coming through here. Sun's back today. New music comes out today. Lady A's got a big deluxe. They call it deluxe, so you know it's nice.
Nice and pretty.
Deluxe Christmas album comes out today. A whole bunch of it, like 16 tracks on there. And if you like the standards, most of them are the familiar Christmas songs that you already know, with a couple of new things on there. So if you're into Lady A and you like Christmas music, check it out. Did you know that Jodie Foster, who evidently is absolutely brilliant, not just a good actor, but brilliant, she speaks such perfect French that when they do the overdubbing for movies in France, she does it herself.
Wow.
Wow.
I'll just do it. I got it covered. It's absolutely perfect.
Mercy. I don't even know if I'm that good with English.
Yeah, I can do that. Exactly. I'm the same with you.
Merci beaucoup.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Donde está la biblioteca?
That's right.
I think all of what you said is correct.
Thank you. I appreciate that. I've been working on it.
Panera's adding pizza to their menu. I mean, how many things can you really do and do a good job on it?
Panera is trash.
Yeah, I agree. The portion sizes are not where they need to be for the price. And no. I'm worried that this pizza is not going to be big.
Well, I just want to let y'all know it won't be fresh. It's going to come frozen. They're going to pop it in a little toaster oven and heat it up for you and bring it out to you.
It's a cheese flatbread, a margarita flatbread, and a Chipotle chicken and bacon flatbread. All will be offered starting at $7.99.
Looks like to me the Olive Garden executive chef, a.k.a. the microwave, will be in charge there.
Yeah. Yep. Chef Mike.
That's right.
Craig Robinson is going to host a new Fox show called The Masked Dancer. Come on.
Aww.
Please stop doing this. You just there are no more ideas. Merv Griffin, where are you when we need you, man?
I will say, I love The Masked Singer. It is creative. They're just smart with it all.
I was surprised at how well that took off.
I was freaked out the first season. I was like, what is that? I'm going to be watching giant animals? I don't understand. But now I'm like, yes, let's do it. What costume's coming out?
Ken Jeong from right here in Greensboro. Paul Abdul, Brian Austin Green, and Ashley Tisdale will judge the show. It will debut in December before Christmas. Finally, I told you yesterday, there's some new holiday drinks coming. Dunkin' Donuts is celebrating the holidays with three new drinks. They will soon begin selling a gingerbread iced latte.
Ooh.
A peppermint mocha latte.
Ooh.
And a chai oatmeal latte.
No.
All will be available in just days for your taste bud enjoyment.
Back at Mama's.
New Country 93.1 The Wolf. It's 6:34. Halloween tomorrow night. Lots of horror movie viewing going on tonight and tomorrow night. I think I've watched three this week, three horror movies. That'll be only three I watched all year.
I'm proud of you.
I watched The Haunting of Bly Manor, which is horror-ish. More sad at the end. I guess I'll count that as horror. Yeah. Talking to myself here.
If you got plans to watch a horror movie, we have 10 rules for surviving a horror movie. You know what? When you're watching one, and you'll like talk to the screen and go, don't do that.
Yeah.
Don't do that. That's kind of where this list goes. All right. Here are the 10 rules for surviving in a horror movie. Number one, don't ever investigate or say you'll be right back.
Yeah.
Because you won't.
No.
Stay out of there. Turn around.
Don't do it. Speaking of turn around because it's always behind you.
Right. It is.
Check and see.
Always.
Just a quick glance. Never watch a horror movie when you're in one. If you're watching a horror movie and it looks eerily familiar and you're saying, that's me, don't watch that movie.
Mm-hmm.
No. Turn that off.
Yep.
Make sure your car is always in perfect working order.
Every time.
Because you know what? You're going to drop your keys first. Yeah. You're going to try to start the car. And you're going to drop the keys. And then you got to get the keys.
And that's when they get you.
Right. And then you got to get it in. And then you want the car to start. Not.
Do not drive a hoopty out into the middle of nowhere.
No. Don't do that.
This reminds me of that Geico commercial. You seen that? Where they come out of the.
I love that one. Let's hide behind the chainsaw.
Yeah.
Why don't we just get in the running car?
No. Let's go upstairs. Let's go in the basement. That's better. Don't ever pair off and split up. Don't say, I'm going to check the basement. You go check the graveyard. Don't do that.
There is strength in numbers, folks.
Stay together. When you find you're living in a haunted house, just move out of the house.
Amen.
Don't hang around to communicate. Don't whip out the Ouija board. Pack your stuff and go.
Ouija board is, that opens too many doors.
Yeah, right. Don't ever do that. Wear comfortable shoes because you need them because you got to run. Don't have on high heels. Don't walk around barefoot.
And if you have Crocs, make sure the flap is in the back. That's overdrive for running.
Right.
Avoid proms and all other high school parties. If you go to these things, you will be attacked by the mass murderer.
Right. Correct.
Don't do it.
Straight up carry in here.
Always assume that the attacker is still alive, even after you've beaten them with the stick or shot them 5 times in the head.
Correct.
I've never understood that. The whew, you know, yeah. Like this hanging by while the dead body's behind you, yeah. For the
Nevada. Don't just sit down with your back to the downed attacker and go, right. Oh, thank God, man. That's over.
Yeah.
Again, remember in Halloween when Jamie Lee Curtis goes over to the door, she's leaning against the door after she thinks that he's already down, and he raises up from beside the bed and kind of turns that head in that robotic motion. No, get away from the body. Always assume it's alive. Finally, keep your pants on. As soon as you start fooling around, that's when you're going to get...
They're always the first people to die, too, is the ones that are committing tomfoolery.
Yeah, so just stay fully clothed.
I could have made so many jokes.
I'm glad you didn't.
Thanks.
But as soon as the mic's off, I want to hear all of them.
You got it.
Evil Laughs coming up.
One of them girls to pee us off the Bud Light label. One of them girls.
New Country, 93.1 The Wolf. Lee Bryce, One of Them Girls, 641. Sunny today, 61. Hey, listen, the Evil Laugh. It's kind of a contest and kind of not, because there's no prize. Only our undying gratitude and appreciation.
Well, that's a good prize.
We're going to do evil laughs coming up. You know what I mean when I say evil laugh? I'm talking about...
I don't know if you're going to get anything good out of me, but I will try. I'm going to go for the Wicked Witch kind of vibe.
Yeah, I could see you being that.
The voice of the all-nighter over here. Comes in at 2:15 this morning. Falls in bed.
I'm coughing and I don't even know why. I'm like, what did I do? You think I smoked 14 packs of cigarettes last night or something?
She's going on 2 hours of sleep after going to the Panthers game last night. Jeez.
Oh, gosh.
All right, spreading them good vibes coming up. And it's 7:05 on 5 After Laughter. My favorite Halloween stand-up bit ever is coming up about going to a haunted house and not having your debit card with you. But you have cash, and it doesn't go well. That's a 7:05.
The Wolf.
As a homeowner, it's inevitable that at some point, you're going to face issues with your foundation or mints.
I'm getting them good vibes. I'm living this good life.
Woo, spreading them good vibes. It's Friday, man. Friday feels good, doesn't it? You know what? It feels so good to feel good. Hey, I got good vibes first. I'm going to go first. I'm going to jump right out here because I saw this story. A friend of mine called and told me this. sometime yesterday. I was in and out of a nap yesterday. I never really slept. I was just kind of lazy. Didn't do nothing yesterday. Mm-hmm. So called and tell me this. He said, because he knew the family. This kid works at a grocery store at Kroger. There was a guy checking out. He didn't have the money he needed to pay for the groceries. This 18-year-old boy who is a senior in high school saw what was going on because he was bagging the groceries. He reached in his pocket for the $35 he had in his pocket and gave the $35 to the guy to pay for his groceries. And he had extra. He told him to keep it and to go ahead and buy some other stuff.
Good
wow.
for him.
Nice. That is good news.
The kid was, like you say, he's a senior in high school. He's on the basketball team. And on top of all that, he and his brother are working together at two different jobs to save money to buy the family a car. They don't have one.
Aw.
Wow. Wow.
How about
someone
that?
Someone should start a GoFundMe for that.
You know, in today's age, I mean, they could probably make a lot.
There may or may not be a GoFundMe. I don't know the answer to that yet, but I'll check into it. Anyway, I thought that was just the best story I heard all day yesterday.
Well, I'll go. So I went to the Panthers game with my little brother yesterday. Had a blast for his birthday. And I'm just super grateful for the time spent and the safe trip there and back and just having so much fun with my brother. But he's also one of my best friends.
Aww.
So I'm Yay! Super grateful for that. I think he really enjoyed his day, and that means the world to me. So,
gosh, y'all had two really good stories. Here I am over here grateful for water flavored pouches.
Hey, I'm also grateful for water flavoring pouches. Those powder, I like that. That's a good idea. I use them all the time.
It's 100% true. I found a new flavor, a mango citrus with caffeine that has helped me drink a lot more water than I usually would.
I'm super proud of you.
So I'm very happy and grateful.
And
water flavoring pouch. And that too.
All right. Awesome. 6:57 now.
Got a girl from the south side. Got braids.
Now, the Wake Up with a Wolf Show presents 5 After Laughter.
I just feel like people don't have a good sense of humor when they think they're in a position of authority. This girl wouldn't let me into the haunted house. I wanted to pay by credit card, and she said she needed to see some ID. And I said, okay. And then I couldn't find my ID, and it was Halloween, and they were closing. I was like, look, I don't have my ID, but do we just trust me? I'm with my friends. I want to pay by credit card. She goes, sorry, no credit card, no ID. Which didn't make any sense at all. I mean, that was the opposite of what was happening. So I said, okay, well, just could you make an exception? Like, you're the only person here. You know, have you ever felt, well, she wasn't the only person there. That would be a weird haunted house, wouldn't it? She's like, here's your change. Hold on, stay there. Wait for like 30 seconds. You're a terrible thing. All right, so let me just get this straight in my head before I leave. You won't let me pay for my friends and I to go into your establishment because I'm trying to pay with a credit card and I don't have ID. And you're concerned that I stole a credit card and headed straight to the haunted house. I just finally found a credit card and I was like, yeah, what do we do? Buy electronics? Hell no, let's get scared with our friends for 25 minutes.
After Laughter every morning at 7:05 on the Wake Up with a Wolf Show.
New Country 93.1, the Wolf, Jason Aldean, Crazy Town. Drums, please. 7:24 now. Time to do it. Time to do the evil laughing. Who wants to go first? You want me to go first, or one of you want to go first?
I just don't know if I'm going to be...
You're going to do it, and you're going to love it.
Up to par for this.
You first. Go ahead.
Right. Yeah, show off.
Should we give a couple of examples of evil laughs first?
Sure, go ahead. Yeah.
Okay, so here's the stereotypical, the classic Vincent Price evil laugh. Yeah. We get it. We get it. Next, Uncle Phil from Fresh Prince of Bel-Air. Here's what that sounded like.
That's a good one. Yeah, I like Uncle Phil.
Thanks for the suggestion. Okay.
Which you've never done on television.
I've never done it.
No.
All right. Here's mine. I'll go ahead and do mine, and we'll see how it turns out. You ready?
Ready.
Yep.
Hope you didn't have your bass too loud in the car.
Chase was looking at you the whole time like, amateur. What do you got, Chase?
Yeah, come on. You got your wand and your robe on there, Gandalf. What you got for us? I'm going to set you up with some music here. Go.
Okay, ready.
That's pretty good. I like
almost
this.
Passed out.
I can't do it.
Do something. Do your regular laugh because you're scary enough.
Oh, screw you.
I got her.
You can do it. We have all the confidence in the world in you this morning. She just covered up her camera. And I think she covered it up with a certain finger.
I am. Okay. I can't do it. I'm too scared.
Go ahead. 1, 2, 3.
I thought you were going to do like a witchy laugh.
See? There you go.
It's pretty good.
Easy enough.
That's pretty good.
I channel my inner mother.
Okay.
Oh, good.
All right. How about you? Get your evil laugh. Let's get your evil laugh on. Let's find out who's got the best evil laugh out there. 680-WOLF. We want to hear yours. I know you can do it. Annie did it. She thinks she couldn't do it, but she did it. I'm still pretty sure she shot me the bird, though, there when she covered up the lens in the camera.
Yeah.
I did.
Okay. 680 Wolf, your evil laugh. Can't wait to hear it.
Daddy, I'm afraid I ain't going nowhere.
New Country, 93.1, The Wolf. There's Luke Combs, and Even Though I'm Leaving. Annie, what song was it you were telling me that I should listen to, that you were a Luke Combs song? And I forgot. I wanted to write it down, but I wasn't in a place where I could do so.
He's got two. One is not released on like radio. It's My Kind of Folk. It's awesome. It's a jammer. The second one though is Forever After All. Oh, it's okay. I love you and oh yes. It's just such a good song.
Okay, all right, let's check that out. 7:31 now. Evil laugh time. We'll hear your evil laugh. We all did ours. Annie did it very reluctantly, but actually did a pretty good job. Although she did shoot me the finger on the camera when she covered up the lens earlier. I'm a little upset about that. All right, what's your laugh? 680-WOLF, we want to hear yours. Let's go to the phones right now. Here we go.
Hello, I was going to do the laugh.
All right, first of all, what's your name?
Donna.
Donna is going to do her evil laugh. Donna, the stage is yours. Go. Going,
she made it. She made it.
That's good. Happy Halloween, Donna.
Happy Halloween.
Bye. Pretty good, Donna. Pretty good one.
I forgot.
Donna's got the Halloween spirit. I like her.
You want to hear the evil Mr. Krabs from SpongeBob laugh?
We are ready. Go.
Sure.
I hate you.
Thank you.
What's your evil laugh? We want to hear it. Halloween tomorrow. Hope you have fun. Whatever you do, be careful. Evil laugh time, 680-WOLF.
Oh, hey, like you mean it.
New Country, 93.1 The Wolf. Happy Halloween to you. Evil laugh contest going on right now. There is no prize, by the way. The only prize is our undying gratitude for your phone call.
We're not even judging people.
No, there's no judging.
Yeah.
It's free form. And it doesn't have to be the stereotypical evil laugh like Vincent Price. You do your own. It's your own interpretation of the evil laugh. Here we go.
I was trying to call to do the laugh.
Yes, we are dying to hear your laugh. What's your name?
Tyler.
Tyler, give us your evil laugh. Go.
Yeah.
I love you just the way God made you, girl. He don't make a mistake. God makes the way.
Wake Up with the Wolf Show. Dale O'Brien, Annie, and Chase. Evil laugh contest going on this morning.
My butt cheeks sound pretty evil when they laugh all the time.
Whoa!
See, Dale, that's funny because it's a fart joke.
Yeah, because flatulence is funny. Taking your evil laughs. Come on. You can do it. If Annie can do it, you can do it.
That's
right. Say no, Wolf.
Pour me another drink, 'cause I don't wanna feel a thing no more, hell no. I just wanna sip till the pain wears off. Pour me another round, line 'em up and knock 'em down. Two more, let's go.
New Country 93.1 The Wolf. There's Morgan Wallen and Whiskey Glasses 743. Hello, who's this?
Justin.
Hey, Justin. What's going on, buddy? You on your way to school?
Yeah.
All right, you ready to do the evil laugh?
Yeah.
Justin, go.
Yeah.
Awesome, nice. I think he may be the winner. Justin may be the winner. Justin, have an awesome day at school and happy Halloween, okay? Bye.
This morning, the Wake Up with the Wolf Show salutes Centerville, North Carolina, population 133. Salute!
The Wolf! I'm John Meacham.
New Country, 93.1 The Wolf, Wake Up with the Wolf Show, 755. There are a couple of reasons to celebrate today. One, it's Friday, and two...
'cause it's birthday time, what a day for celebrating. Songs and gifts and some happy congregation. This is birthday time with your friends and your relations. It's a time for joy and happy celebrations.
Happy birthday to you if you're celebrating today. Let's get spooky. You share your birthday with Ivanka Trump, who's 38. Ashley Graham is 32. Henry Winkler is 74.
Hey, Stefan.
Okay, and Matthew Morrison is 41 today. He was on Glee and Grey's Anatomy. We have some local birthdays, a high amount of them, too, and a lot of them from Kernersville for whatever reason. Today, Amber Dolly High, from Mount Airy, Thomas Hilbin from Kernersville, Megan Caldwell from Kernersville, Kristen Bass of Winston-Salem, Ryan Wideman of Winston-Salem, and Mark Brown of Kernersville. And then Halloween birthdays for tomorrow, Katie Miller of Winston-Salem, Christina Miner of Kernersville, Tim Hilbin of Kernersville, Joey Wash of Mount Airy, and Josh Vestal of Tyro. Happy birthday to everybody. Get your special day in now. Go to the website, 931wolfcountry.com. And just in case we missed yours.
Happy birthday to you. Happy, happy birthday.
New Country 93.1 The Wolf, Luke Bryan, and I don't want this night to end. It's 8:03. Hello.
Hey, I wanted to tell you a ghost story that I experienced when I was younger.
All right, what's your name?
Stephanie Wilson.
Stephanie Wilson, go.
Okay, so I grew up in a neighborhood across the street from Celebration Station, and me and my brother would ride bikes, and we thought we had seen something, and we called my grandpa, and there was a boy, 16 years old, that got robbed and murdered. He was a pizza delivery boy in the apartment complexes at the Celebration Station. You'll see him sit on those steps and he cries. And so when we would approach him, it was really cold, really creepy, and he would go away. We would ride our bikes over there and you could see him, and he had his head down and you could hear like a young boy weeping. And I was like, oh, let's go. And we would walk over and you would get chills. My brother used to get really bad headaches when we'd go over there, and then he would just disappear.
So you're over there near Big Tree Way,
right?
That's
like River Oaks.
Yes. Yep.
Was River Oaks the apartment complex?
I can't remember the name. I know if you look at Celebration Station, it's on the right-hand side on that road diagonal from Celebration Station.
You know, years ago, back in the 1980s, I lived at River Oaks Apartment.
Wow. Yeah.
Yeah.
The little boy on the steps was Dale crying because he didn't have any pizza.
Yeah, exactly.
That's right.
All right.
But, I mean, it was crazy. So, and I've been to the Jamestown Bridge, and I haven't ever experienced it. But when we heard it this morning, I told my daughter, I said, we're going to go this weekend.
Heck yeah. Take her.
All right, y'all have fun. Ghost hunting. If you see her, call me.
I will. Y'all have a great day.
You guys have a great Halloween, whatever you got planned. Going to be handing out candy. Going to be going out with the little ones getting candy. Be careful. Mm-hmm. 8:05, Nimrod News coming next after Sam Hunt's Hard to Forget.
I saw your sister at work. I suck in my heart. Baby, you're playing hard to forget. Oh, honey, I'm falling apart. You're playing hard to forget.
Wake up with the Wolf Show, Law and Order time. Nimrod News today. Well, I know this is all kinds of illegal and it's a terrible idea, but this woman lived out the fantasy of everyone who's felt ripped off by the cable company, and I think that's pretty much everybody. Yes. How many times have you been so angry? You know, you get that bill and they bump an increase on you. We've gone up. Or you passed that promotional offer you forgot you signed up for, and then a year later, boom, it doubles.
Yeah, and like then you call them and say, I'm going to cancel my stuff because it went up. Okay, thanks for calling.
That's fine, because there's a monopoly here.
We're the only ones. Anyway, this 34-year-old woman named Diana Sarity from Deltona, Florida, went to the Spectrum Cable store on Tuesday afternoon and demanded a refund. They had been overcharging her on her bill, or at least she said they had. The employees refused to give her a refund and were actually quite rude. So, like any normal person, she went out to her van, grabbed her crowbar, and went back into the store to pry open the registers and grab her own refund.
I understand. I get it.
She actually did get to a register and actually did pry the drawer open. The employees, in the meantime, were calling the popo, and they were waiting at her house when she got there. But, of course, you know, they have your address. They know who you are. So the cops are waiting for her. She's facing an armed robbery charge now. She was armed because she had the crowbar. Which turned it into an armed robbery thing.
All I got to say is, I feel you, girl.
So feel you.
We've bumped up the price because we're upgrading our equipment. Yeah, well, I haven't got a pay increase, so I'm not paying it.
Remember that promotional thing you signed up for when we suckered you in with that incredibly great price? Well, that's over with now.
And yeah, screw you.
We're doubling your rate. Mm-hmm. But wait a minute. We're doubling your rate.
Well then I'm gonna go with somebody else then.
Good luck with that. There is nobody else.
I got up.
New Country 93.1 The Wolf. Wake up with the Wolf Show. Dale O'Brien, Annie, and Chase. Good morning to you, and thanks for listening to the Wake Up with the Wolf Show. If it wasn't for you, we wouldn't have a job, and we appreciate you listening. Hey, happy Halloween to you. Who's got enough candy? Are you all ready to go?
Oh gosh, I have bukus, and I'm so happy I haven't cracked into it to eat it myself.
What did you buy? I'm interested to see what are you giving out.
I got over 600 pieces of candy. One bag is full of chocolate stuff, your Twix, your Reese's, your stuff like that. The other bag has the sweeter stuff, the sweet tarties, or, you know, Nerds, stuff like that. So,
do you have any fruit?
I have fruit, but I'm not going to give it out because I need it for my smoothie.
Okay. Well,
we flushed that yesterday anyway. Remember, we flushed the fruit for Halloween.
Yeah.
Chase, you guys, you got stocked up. You get candy, you got ready for them?
I think we're good to go. I'm going to use the slingshot to keep my social distance and give them the candy.
What did you buy? What candies are you handing out? I want to know.
I mean, just mixed bags, you know, mixed, the usual variety packs, M&M's, Reese's, the usual.
But it's the good candy. Any fruit?
No.
I'm handing out boxes of raisins.
Trick or treat.
93.1 The Wolf.
With a BB&T checking account.
New Country 93.1 The Wolf. Wake up with The Wolf Show. It's 8:25.
And now it's time for...
Things you need to know.
Well, Space Force General David Thompson. First of all, I want to be on Space Force.
Me too. I want that.
Well, looks like the Rona's trying to make his way to the moon. He's tested positive for the Rona. They released a statement saying he took a test after learning a close family member had contact with it. And, of course, now he's in self-quarantine and remotely working from home. Come on, Rona. Don't go to the moon. We're trying to get back there.
What is he working on at home? That's what I want to know. You're the head of Space Force. What are you working on at home? I need to know that.
Yeah, like what can you do remote? Oh, I know what it is, Dale. Are they working on the soundstage?
Yes, that's probably what they're doing. Preparing for the next mission. Mission, quote, in quotes.
Quote, unquote. Yeah. I get it. Hey, remember, in case you forgot, this weekend, Saturday night, make sure you turn your back, or turn your backs.
Turn your back on the clocks.
I'm going to turn my back on the week. I'll tell you that right now.
Turn your clock back an hour before you wake up on Sunday so you get an extra hour of sleep tonight.
Yeah.
Or tomorrow night, which is great. Also, looking across the triad, storm damage. Did you get any storm damage from the tropical storm that made its way through? But currently, right now, Duke Power is estimating Guilford County about 13,000 people without power and 32,000 in Forsyth County, which overnight, I don't think they made too much progress with restoring power, but I hope today, now that the sun is up, they will be able to.
Yeah.
I got to tell you, I had a lot of leaves I had to get off my car today.
Bad. Did you?
Yeah.
That's Dale's biggest issue.
Yeah. I got all those leaves off the car. It's terrible.
That's it. Today is a national day, not for me, because I do not like it, but for some people, National Candy Corn Day.
Yay! Candy corn sucks.
Wow, it's just straight sugar. What is the issue? If it didn't look like that, y'all would eat it in a different form.
No, we wouldn't.
No, we wouldn't. No.
No, even the little pumpkins they make. No.
Yo, I like they taste like something. It's sugar.
They taste like
you
garbage.
You literally chew it, and it dissolves on your teeth. You can
they
feel
taste
it.
Like garbage.
I wouldn't eat
y'all
it.
Look like garbage.
See, that's what she when she gets cornered, that's what she does. She fires back. She fires back.
Yeah.
You're the
you
one.
You see these kitty ears? Yeah, I'm fierce.
You're the one with the leopard kitty ears on this morning.
I got the Harry Potter robe. It's just Dale.
Danny may be in for Danny may be in for one heck of a night tonight.
Ew, y'all shut up.
No. Dale, at 8 o'clock, they're both gonna be passed out.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah. Yep. And last but not least, here's your fun fact for the day. Did you know green eyes are the rarest in the world? Only about 2% of people have them. What's the most common? Anybody want to take a stab?
Blue.
Wrong. Brown.
Brown, okay. All right, brown.
I got brown eyes. Y'all looking at my eyes? Look at my eyes real quick. Look.
I also heard when you have brown eyes, you're full of something.
Yeah.
This has been today's edition of
1, 2, 3, 4.
About you.
The first responder, always there, always ready. When the call for help comes in, they respond.
Katie Overcash is the first responder of the week. Katie is with the South Lexington Fire Department, and her fiance Brandon nominated her because she volunteers for most of the community events and raffles and never skips a beat to get up and get ready in the middle of the night for a call. She's been a firefighter for a little over a year now, and after seeing her fiancé Brandon doing it, she wanted to try it out for herself and ended up falling in love. Brandon says Katie has made a huge impact in the Davidson County area and continues to do so every single day. Katie and Brandon, thank you guys so much for all your hard work and the long hours you both put in. You can go ahead and nominate a first responder in your life so that we can salute them on Fridays. Just head over to our website, 931wolfcountry.com.
Nominate a first responder now at 931wolfcountry.com.
I don't love you like I used to. 93.1 The Wolf. It's 8:54. The neighborhood is full of news. Next door news now. Annie, what's going on with the inflatables?
So falling back into the Nextdoor app where all the saucy neighborhood news awaits, welcome to Kernersville, where we have mysterious cat groomers and community Karens roaming the streets. And now our latest scandal, Deflategate.
Uh-oh.
Wah, wah, wah.
Oh, no, it happens all the time. People, when are you going to learn?
Right. So one of my neighbors, her name's Kim, is a huge. Huge. And she lives two streets over from me. And her yard is decked out. I mean, decked out. been like that since Labor Day. I swear to God, she goes all out. Anyway, she's got your basic stuff, you know, the tombstones and skeletons, the spider webs and the creepy front door. But what she's most proud of is her giant inflatables. She has blown up skeleton like that's crawling out of the ground, like out of its grave. It's huge. The giant blow up creepy entryway. I know y'all know what I'm talking about. A Grim Reaper. And then she even has like a blow up Halloween minion. So, you know, for the kids. But her little yard is packed. I mean, it's just overflowing. Anyway, she posted a picture of her yard to the Nextdoor app before and after Deflategate happened. So someone came and stabbed, and yes, they stabbed her giant inflatables at some point last night.
Oh, no.
Just completely ruined the display, yeah. And you can see, like, all the slashes and gashes in it from where someone just took something and just, wee, you know, so. Mm-hmm. And it, to me, it sounds like we've got a Tom Brady living over here.
I get it. That's a baseball reference.
Right, baseball.
Chase Matthews on sports, people.
Like you.
The saddest part is, though, there's no potential suspect. No cameras caught this person. And we all just kind of want to know why this person just felt the need to steal joy away from somebody else. Like, that's not your money going towards it. Why does it matter, you know?
I was going to say, that's a pretty expensive hobby to be doing. I mean, those inflatables aren't cheap.
Yeah, they are.
No, not at all. And, you know, maybe her yard is a bit tacky, okay? Kim, I love you, but, you know, it's a little bit tacky. But
Halloween is tacky.
But right, and 2020 sucks already, so we should just let sweet little Kim have her joy.
Let her rip.
I've decided, though, we're going to take up a gently used inflatable donation, and it doesn't have to be Halloween themed. We'll just fill Kimmy's yard with anything, because how much tackier can we get?
That's right. Just dump off everything in the yard. There you go.
So, you know, bring your Valentine's Day inflatable heart or, you know, Cupid or whatever you got, the Easter bunny. I don't care. Let's throw it in her yard and make her happy, okay? Let's make her day and get her ready for Halloween again. And you can send me your inflatable donations or tattle on your ratty neighbors. You can text me 336-680-WOLF or hit us up in the DMs at 931-THE-WOLF.
Inflatables, man. That happens, or they just blow away.
Yeah.
You're right.
Yeah.
I hope she makes you sweet. No good, girl, no good for you. You better get to getting on your goodbye shoot.
Wake Up with the Wolf Show. Dale O'Brien, Eddie, and Chase. It's Friday. New music comes out on Friday. And I love it when we get to do something cool before we leave. And we're going to do something cool right now before we leave. There's a new Luke Combs song. Play it for you in just a second. It's called Forever After All.
Oh, sweet.
It's so good.
The cockles of my heart are now warmed.
Oh.
I got to tell y'all, this is a pretty cool thing because he's trying so hard to like win with this song. It's the first time a country song it's never debuted simultaneously at number one on both the Hot 100 and Hot Country Song charts, and like never. And so he's like trying to go down swinging. He's facing off against Ariana Grande, trying to take this title. And I just think this song is so cool, and it's something. It's a rare thing that's happening here. You know, it would be the 45th song in Billboard history to debut at number one. 45th, like, I don't know, it's just so cool. He's doing more than some of the greats out there are doing with this.
All right, Luke. Punch him in the throat with love, buddy. Here it is, as promised, Luke Combs. Forever After All on 93.1 The Wolf.
A cold beer's got 12 ounces. A good truck's got...
New Country, 93.1 The Wolf, Wake Up with The Wolf Show, Got to Go. Coming up next, Katie and Company. Have an awesome day. You got a beautiful day coming up. And this Halloween will be the first full moon Halloween for the whole country since the 1940s.
Wow.
Ooh. This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.